98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Tuesday after a long weekend. And in case you missed it on the show last week, our Brendan revealed that he thinks he's got a very special gift. No, no, don't worry. He's not coming after Mystic Rev's mystical powers. Brendan revealed that he thinks he knows best.
I think, have I ever told you that I think I can tell what supermarket I'm in based purely on the smell of it? I used to work in a Super Value years ago, and I feel like all Super Values have like a very distinctive smell.
Well, Brendan, you are very into your scents your colognes and everything, and you can tell
I feel like I could identify a supermarket just based off its smell.
We're going to have to get a blindfold and a trolley and send you into a few.
I love that.
Well, we've decided to do just that. Producer Russell is going to go off with you this morning. We're putting your money where your nose is, Brendan.
Oh, no.
We've actually organised a 98 FM Thunder to bring yourself and Russell to a mystery location somewhere in Dublin. So you can walk in, stand in a supermarket and try and identify what supermarket you're in by the smell alone.
I am feeling like infinitely less confident about my statement last week.
Well, we're actually going to do this every single day this week. So
okay.
We can find out how many out of four you get correct.
And
Russell actually even has props for the occasion.
Yes, we don't do things by halves here, of course. So,
is this a silky red blindfold?
It's a very silky red one, don't worry.
Where did that come from?
It has been cleaned, don't worry. And here is a very nice cape for you.
Oh my God, I've got...
Because, Brendan, you are a super sniffer, TBC.
That S is not for Superman, it's for super
sniffer.
Super
sniffer.
Sorry, guys, the drama of the cape, I'm obsessed.
Super sniffer challenge. It's
okay,
kicking off this morning in just a few minutes' time. Brendan and Russell, goodbye.
We're off now. Now.
Good job. Okay,
off you pop. There's a thunder car waiting for you outside. Brendan, the very best of luck.
Thank you.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Bit. 98 FM.
Now, Brendan's Bit is always a bit of crack. Brendan rounds up some strange stories, but this morning it's a little different because we've actually sent our Brendan out on a very special mission. He's turning into 98 FM's super sniffer. He's going to try and identify what supermarket he's in just by the scent alone. That is coming up. But business as usual now with Brendan's Bit. Brendan, you are in the back of a 98 FM Thunder.
Yes, I am. And I've my cape on, my super sniffer cape on, and my blindfold ready to pop over my eyes as soon as Brendan's Bit is done this morning. First this morning, an accident of the worst kind in Pennsylvania over the weekend. Thousands of hot dogs spilled across a busy road after a truck shed its load. 4 miles of road had to be closed on Friday while teams mustered up the courage to clean the sausages. One of the crew told a local news channel that the hot dogs are very slippery.
Oh, yeah.
And the amount of grease, they said, made it much harder to clean up. Once all the hot dogs were gathered in a massive pile, they used a digger to scoop them all up into a massive waste truck.
Did they?
Yeah, awful. And like, apparently there was like queues for miles and miles and miles. Imagine the reason being that there's just loads of hot dogs on the road.
Yeah, it would be an unusual sight, all right. But I hope they gave those hot dogs to some animal afterwards.
Fingers crossed. Up next, in a competition that I didn't even know existed, the UK's dog surfing champion of the year has been crowned.
Oh!
Did you know this is a thing?
No, I've never heard of this.
So it's a real event. It's taken place for the last 5 years in England, and it's described as a surfing festival for dogs. And I can announce now that Margot the Whippet has been named this year's winner.
Lovely
Fair
name.
Play, Margot. I know. She and her owner, Carl, competed in pool in Dorset on Sunday. The duo made it through to the final, and then they dashed ahead on their paddleboard to come first in the Dog Masters. More than 30 dogs and their humans took part at the weekend, and as well as the main race. The dogs also attempted a number of world records.
Did they?
And they broke a number of them, including the most dogs surfing one wave on a board.
The most dogs on one board alone?
Yeah, surfing one wave on a board. And then the fastest dog and human paddleboard sprint.
Oh, yeah. Sure, there's that fella who does the paddleboarding along the canal with his dog.
Oh, he does with the
dog.
He
should enter this for next year.
Oh, we should let him know. Flag him down the next time we're along the canal. Since their win, Margot's owner Carl says it's been surreal seeing their faces all over social media. And Carl did say that he did enter for fun.
Yeah.
But now that they've got the taste of winning, he's feeling quite competitive and is already planning to go for gold again at next year's Doggy Surfing Championships. Aww. Which is absolutely adorable. Finally this morning, lookalike contests were all the rage for a brief time last year. We had the Harry Styles one in London, the Pedro Pascal one in New York, and of course the Paul Mescal one here in Smithfield.
Oh, I loved it.
It was so good. Now, I personally haven't heard of many of these being organised this year until now.
Oh.
A series of flyers advertising a Richard Madeley lookalike contest.
Richard Madeley, is it Richard and Judy?
As in Richard and Judy, yes. It's causing confusion in Manchester. So hand-printed posters have appeared on notice boards across an area called Stockport.
Yeah.
And they say that the Richard Madeley lookalike contest will take place on Sunday, August 17th at Stockport's Alexandra Park. The event is said to be taking place at 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But people are really confused because no one knows who's behind this, who the organiser is, or if it is actually a real thing. So the posters say that there are prizes on offer for the, not first, but the top three Richard Madeley lookalikes.
Oh, very good.
And I didn't know this about him until 6 o'clock this morning, but Richard Madeley was born in Essex and did live in Manchester for many years.
Oh, okay.
And he's probably best known for co-presenting This Morning with his wife Judy, who you mentioned there, from 2001 to 2009. And when they presented it, it actually came from Liverpool, so, you know, not too far from where they lived in Manchester.
Yeah.
And Richard Madeley now covers on Good Morning Britain. Anyway, a woman named Nikki, who runs a coffee kiosk in that park, says that the lookalike competition flyers have been dotted across notice boards but then mysteriously disappeared.
Oh.
So she said no one saw who put them up. But then everyone got really excited. But now that they're gone again, they don't know if they've just been taken down because they were litter or if it's really going ahead.
I hope so, it goes ahead.
We'll keep our eyes peeled for the Richard Madeley lookalike contest. And if it does happen, I will update you after Sunday, August 17th.
And if you look like Richard Madeley, I mean, get over to Manchester next week.
Get over there, yeah. That is Brendan's bit.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. He's off his trolley and he's following his nose. Live from a mystery supermarket in Dublin, it's 98 FM's Super Sniffer.
Oh, sorry, this is just absolutely gas. We have sent our Brendan out to a mystery location somewhere in Dublin right now where he is going to test his very unique special skill. Can Brendan identify what supermarket he is in by the smell alone? Brendan, good morning. How are you feeling?
I am feeling very confused, disorientated. This is such a strange sensation. I'm clutching on to producer Russell for dear life because I can't see where I am. I'm like, I have these visions that I'm in the middle of a road and there's traffic. I'm just currently petrified.
You've been blindfolded. You've been whisked away to 98 FM Thunder and now you are in a supermarket. Brendan, I need you to steady yourself for a minute. Center yourself.
Okay.
And take a deep breath in and tell us.
I think we're just walking in right now.
Where you think you are. You're walking in.
Okay. We are walking in.
You're
taking a big sniff. I am in a Super Value.
Brendan.
Am I?
Are you in a Super Value this Tuesday morning? No! Brendan O'Loughlin, your nose has failed you this morning in 98 FM Super Sniffer. You are in Dunn Stores in Crumlin.
Oh, no way.
Oh, Rachel.
I thought I'd get it.
Do you know what's so funny about this as well? Is that you shop there all the time.
I do. I've been here. I've come here at least once a week.
Brendan, you know what? Maybe you're just getting your senses in tune.
That's
and maybe
it.
Tomorrow we could do it again in 98 FM Super Sniffer. Our first venue was not a success.
No.
We'll try again
tomorrow.
We'll
do it all again tomorrow.
Brendan, whip off the blindfold and I'll see you back at base.
See ya.
98 FM's Super Sniffer. Brendan's special skill will be put to the test again tomorrow morning.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
With Rebecca and Brendan.